Hello, Andy here, and welcome back for day 9. Yesterday we completed our mission, to wish well a person that we had a challenging relationship with. Today we're shifting into a slightly different gear and looking at mindful communication. In particular, mindful listening. Let's be honest, other people can be a great source of stress in our lives, but our relationships with others give us unending opportunities for practicing mindfulness. So when we speak to people, we're actually rarely present and listening to them. Quite often we'll be waiting to say our point, or zoning out and daydreaming, or judging what they're saying before really taking it in. So there's a gap between what is said and what is heard. Then within this gap, there's our interpretation, all the stuff that we bring that we've explored during this course, and this is what we're hearing. So we can open up so many new possibilities by being in tune with how we're responding or reacting to someone else speaking. The first one, of course, is by listening to our bodies, noticing what sensations come up during a particular interaction. Then there's being aware of our emotions. If we're aware of our emotional level and how it changes, we can mindfully step back from it. And then there's watching those pesky thoughts, that judging mind, losing our attention, and predicting what someone's going to say next. When we do this, we're not really listening. We're lost in our own stuff, and we're not offering that conscious awareness, which can open up new possibilities in communication. Let's tune up our listening skills. And this next meditation is something I used to do when I was training as a session drummer. Often you have to learn a song from start to finish quite quickly, and get it pretty much perfect without mistakes. So what I'd do is listen to a song, and as soon as my attention wandered, I'd stop it and start again. So the idea behind this is to notice when your mind wanders away from the sense of hearing and bring it back again to connect back with the music. Let's do our meditation. So hopefully you've got a music player and you've chosen your favourite song. But if you prepared none of this, we'll keep you in class for today. You can do this with sounds. Just become aware of sounds around you. And as soon as your mind wanders, come back. So finding your comfortable meditation posture. Sitting nice and upright, with a sense of dignity and uplift. Feeling your feet on the ground, and feeling the weight of your body going down into the surface you're sitting on. Taking a deep breath in, breathing out, and keeping your eyes open for a moment. And now pressing play on the music you've chosen. And make sure it's at a medium volume, not too loud, but still clear. And now gently closing your eyes and connecting your senses with the music playing. Listening with your ears, with your body, and your emotions. Noticing how it affects you. And notice where those emotions show up in your body as you listen to your favourite song. And continuing to listen with your whole body, and each and every time your mind wanders off away from the song, simply open your eyes, start that song or piece of music again, gently closing your eyes, and carry on listening with your whole body. and each and every time your mind wanders off, congratulate yourself for noticing. You can smile to yourself if you want, and start that song again. And this isn't a competition, so if you only get a few seconds through the song, that's okay. The important thing is noticing and coming back to listening with your whole body, and letting go of judgments that your concentration should be better. And if your mind's gone for a wander, away from the music, once again notice that's happened, start it playing again, and tune back in. Now take a deep breath in, breathing out as we end this meditation. Noticing how you found that slightly different meditation there. It's not the usual kind of thing we do. This was a way of listening with our whole body, as a bit of practice for listening to other people too. So when we listen to someone with our ears, with our emotions and our body, we're really connecting with that person, so we can see how we respond and react to what they say. And how often do we give people listening time? Not that often. A lot of the time we can be distracted, playing with our phones, watching television, or if we're talking to someone on the phone, we're doing something else, cooking, walking, or even talking to someone else at the same time. So if we can train ourselves in this mindful listening, when someone says something that triggers us, we can feel it in our bodies, feel it in our emotions, and then take some action from there. And if you notice you're triggered, one thing you can do is focus on your breathing as a way to ground yourself, but while still listening to what they're saying. It's always useful to remember how powerful connecting with our breath is. When I have a difficult conversation with someone, I save a little bit of attention for my breath coming in and out of my nostrils, just to ground myself and to stop me from jumping in or reacting. I'm still listening to that person, but I've got an anchor into the present moment and a view into my inner world. And in the same way you were listening to a familiar song or piece of music, you may have noticed how you predicted the next part. Well, we do this in conversation too. So it's also useful to notice when you start predicting what someone will say, as this can close down the conversation and will make your responses less genuine and authentic and present. You can do this meditation anytime, just for a bit of mindful listening training, and you might want to try a song you don't know so well, and see how that changes your experience. That's all for today. To end this program, we're going to look at mindful speech, as listening and speaking, of course, go hand in hand, but maybe there's a bit more to it than we think. Take care, go well, and we'll check in tomorrow for day 10, our final day.